Egyptian security forces attacking anti-government protesters at two universities in the capital, Cairo, and in Sharqiya province. Eyewitnesses say security forces have attacked students at the dorm of Cairo's Al-Azhar University. Several were injured. The security forces also used tear gas and birdshots against students at Zaghazir University in Sharqiya province. Egypt has recently started a crackdown against university students protesting what they call an army coup against former President Mohamed Morsi. A large number of people have been detained for taking part in the protests following Morsi's ouster in July. The detainees include Muslim Brotherhood figures and supporters. The son of one of the Brotherhood's leaders was arrested on Monday for alleged incitement to violence. Mohamed Ghanem, Muslim Brotherhood leader in the UK, is with us now live from London. Let's get his comments on the situation in Egypt. Mr. Ghanem, welcome to the Top 5. The Muslim Brotherhood has been designated as a terrorist group by Egyptian authorities, the military-backed government. And now we're hearing more arrests of Muslim Brotherhood figures and supporters, and also the verdict awaiting Mohamed Morsi himself. First of all, what's your response to the terrorism allegations against the Muslim Brotherhood, and how do you think this political crisis can be overcome?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, we know and the whole world know that Ikhwan al-Muslimin is not a terrorist group. The government, the previous government before these gangster, which they are controlling the authority, hijacking the people authority, they admitted that Muslim Brotherhood never been involved with any terrorist act. But those people, now they hijacked the people will. Secondly, they go against the constitution, they are illegal, then whatever they do, we don't really consider them as an authority, as a real authority. That's why the whole Egyptian people, not only the student, not only the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, but the whole Egyptian people is refusing this bloody vicious coup. And that coup cannot retain or remain. It has to be reversed and bring back the democracy and democratic process in Egypt. What we see Egypt today is the continuous revolution of 25th of January. And this 30th of January is an attempt to counter the true revolution using the media, the juristic prudence, and this military by the gun and the tank. And the Egyptian people will never go back to military rules. Actually, even when we say military, we don't mean the Egyptian army, because Egyptian army is belong to the Egyptian people. Egyptian people pay their salary, they pay for their guns, they pay for the tanks. And no one in the world has a mind to say these tanks, those people kill their own Egyptian people. That's why we say the difference between the real army and the real police force and those gangster, which they hijacked the authority and try to force these ridiculous authority on the Egyptian people by suppressing them again, which is not in the 21st century, that will be accepted internationally and nationally.
Well, there are those who say, Mr. Ghanem, that the Muslim Brotherhood at this stage, it can try to join the political process and look for some kind of reconciliation as a way to end this crisis and to lead Egypt toward democracy. What are your thoughts about reconciliation?
How can you say political process when you kill about 5,000 people, 5 Egyptian innocent people, when you detained about 40,000, when you close the media, when you enforce yourself hijacking the true elected president and the true elected parliament? That's not a democracy, and you cannot build a democratic process or democracy by killing democracy. That's contradiction. It cannot be acceptable. It cannot work. And the main thing is the Egyptian people refusing this from inside and outside. They tried England here, for example, which is the more professional political entity in the world. They refuse to accept whatever this unelected government announcing that Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist group. United States, with the architect of the bloody coup, they refuse by the logic to accept that Ikhwan al-Muslimin is a terrorist group. Those people, they try to create any excuse to retain in power or to gain power, which they have hijacked it, because yes. They know they have no base, public base. They will never gain to be elected. That's why they have to come on the tank with the gun. But yes. If you let free election, they will have no chance. That's why they are there by the tank and by the gun.